This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, who passed away on Thursday at the Ames in New Delhi, were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigam Bodh Ghat in Delhi today. Sikh priests and family members of Dr. Singh recited verses from Gurbani before the last rites. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at the Nigam Bodh Ghat. Besides several leaders from the Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has directed the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares from the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that he has asked CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and submit a report at the earliest. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has ordered an inquiry into the allegation that non-government people are collecting personal details of residents of Delhi for the proposed Mahila Samman Yojana. He also said that the Commissioner of Police may direct the field officers to take action as per the law against the persons who are breaching the privacy of citizens. He ordered actions against private individuals organizing camps for fraudulent enrollment in government schemes. Delhi LG ordered the probe in this regard after receiving complaints from Congress's New Delhi Assembly constituency candidate Sandeep Dixit. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is set to launch its space docking experiment, SPADEX, on Monday. In an interview, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said that ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. Dr. Singh said that the SPADEX mission will mark India's entry into the exclusive league of nations capable of mastering space docking. At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed today after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan's Khost and Paktita provinces bordering Pakistan. Afghan border forces have set on fire several Pakistani military posts in Alishir district of Khost province. 3 Afghan civilians lost their lives due to mortar shells fired by Pakistani soldiers in the Dande Patan district. The clashes took place following airstrikes carried out by Pakistani troops in Paktita province on Tuesday night that killed 51 people, including women and children. The 21st Third I-Asian Film Festival will take place in Mumbai and Thane from 10th to 16th of next month. A total of 61 films selected for the festival will be screened at Movie Max cinemas in Andheri, Sion and Thane. The festival will open with the Chinese film The Black Dog, which won Best Film in the Uncertain Regard section at the Cannes Film Festival. This year, the festival will honour the renowned screenwriter and lyricist Javed Akhtar with the Asian Film Culture Award, while journalist Rafiq Baghdadi will receive the Satyajit Ray Memorial Award. In cricket, India were 358-9 in their first innings against Australia at Stumps on day 3 of the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. The visitors are still trailing by 116 runs in reply to Australia's first innings total of 474. Nitish Kumar Reddy scored his maiden test century and remained unbeaten on 105. Stumps were drawn early today due to bad light. The 2024-25 edition of the Hockey India League HIL is set to begin at Rourkela in Odisha today. The opening match will feature Delhi SG Pipers facing off Gonasika at Birsa Munda Stadium. And that is the end of this news.